all obviously a very emotional pregame ceremony there. Can you maybe take us through the decision to wear the Broncos on the back of the jersey? Was that something the player initiated? Or
Mr. Chipman and Mr. McDonough from the Blackhawks talk. I think Mark also talked to Mr. Bettman, but I believe Mark Chipman had forwarded that thought early this morning.
To see that, to see all the players gather in a circle pregame like that, unlike really anything you see
right.
at this level, what was that like as a participant?
It was very powerful, you know, and I'm sure all of you that spent the day here this morning could feel it in the room. Again, that connection that all hockey players have together, they go through that idea of traveling as a team, being part of a team. So it was a really emotional. I think it was... It's always, when you put 15,500 people in a building and you can hear a pin drop for as long as you can, and the crowd sang the national anthem differently, and it was, I think it was a very fitting tribute.
Blake said one way to honor the fallen and injured was to play hard. Did you feel like... your team did that?
I think so. I think both teams did. It was an unusual day, clearly, and then you've got Chicago coming in off two very emotional games back-to-back with St. Louis. And we were good enough, hard enough. For what was surrounding the game, I thought both teams, you know, still tried to make plays, still tried to be focused, do the right things. But it was difficult. It was difficult to do.
Can you just give a comment on finishing the season the way you did, as well as you did, and the overall comment on this season?
I think the leadership in our locker room from start to finish had an impact in every single game that we played, starting with two losses against Canadian teams, and then finding a way to never lose three in regulation the rest of the year through injuries. But we were emotionally a very consistent team along with our play, and that, to me, is the mark of a captain and captains that have great support leadership, because the Brian Little, Tyler Myers of the world, Matty Perreault, Matty Hendricks, those older players have a big, big part of that. And we know we have very talented young players. There's a lot of growth that went on with those guys over the course of the year, Kyle Connor's play. But I go back to, we've got really good veteran men in that room, and they controlled the room for an entire year. They didn't let the team get too excited when we were running some wins, and we certainly didn't carry our losses with us, but knuckled down, and I think they did a marvelous job over 6.5 months doing that.
Paul, Connor breaks Tom Barrasso's record tonight for American Bone Goalie. I mean, after his season last year and what he was able to do this year, just a thought on what he's been able to do.
It's he took those lessons last year hard, but got full value from them, right? All of the things that he went through were difficult. We knew they weren't permanent, that he would grow with them. But all credit to him. Put the summer in he needed to as a pro, came in. Definitely we gave him a better chance night in and night out in front of him, but that's a big number. And the gentleman that he just passed has an awful lot of hardware that says he was one of the greats in the game. So it's a number he can be proud of.
Paul, it probably gets overshadowed a bit, but Patrick Sharp played his final NHL game tonight in the city he was born in. Just your thoughts on the player and what he did in his career.
Wonderful tribute last night. I thought that was very well done. Patrick Sharp would be a player that the guys on the ice recognize as a great talent, right? So they have an awareness that he's a champion, that he was a great player in different situations on different teams, but always a great respect for the skill. He's a clean player. But elite with that shot and a big part of championships.
Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, but you yourself probably haven't had a regular season with 52 wins as a coach. What does that mean to you?
You know, I think we did our jobs. Staff did our jobs, fixed the areas, identified the areas that we needed to get better at. But you know what? It just means a little more sleep. Slept a little more this year. It was good. Appreciate that. Okay.